Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 19th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Twitter acquired Chroma Labs, which makes iOS photo editors targeted at Instagram and Facebook stories and Snapchat. Twitter does not have a similar ephemeral post feature. Chroma Labs will also shut down its products and will only update for existing users if an iOS update breaks it. Twitter product lead Kayvon Bakpour said Chroma Labs employees will join the product design and engineering teams, quote, to give people more creative ways to express themselves on Twitter. TechCrunch reports Facebook is testing a tabbed version of the news feed page for mobile. It includes the current most relevant feed, of course, moves the most recent feed from the sidebar to a tab, and then adds a tab for already seen, which you could only get before now at the URL facebook.com/seen. The prototype was found in the Facebook for Android code by engineer Jane Manchun Wong. Facebook confirmed to TechCrunch that it is testing the tabbed interface internally. On the 30th anniversary of the launch of Adobe Photoshop, Adobe announced updates to the photo editor. Photoshop for the iPad now has object selection, which came to the desktop 3 months ago. That uses AI to detect objects in an image. The iPad version also gets additional typesetting and formatting controls. On the desktop, the lens blur feature in Photoshop now runs on the GPU, providing a more realistic bokeh effect. And the content-aware fill workspace will now let you make multiple selections and apply multiple fills at once. Starting this week, Ring will require all users to use a second factor when logging in. Users will be offered text message or email to receive a 6-digit code. Ring also introduced new options for controlling when data is shared with third parties. You can turn off sharing data with companies that create personalized ads, and data sharing with analytics services is paused while Ring works on an opt-out system. Last month, Ring added a privacy dashboard and options to control whether or not police can request footage. The Android app for Mozilla's VPN service is now available in the Google Play Store. The Firefox private network is powered by a company outside of Mozilla, which has a no-logging policy and uses the WireGuard standard. It offers servers in more than 30 countries for a limited beta price of $4.99 a month. The Internet Society's Chapters Advisory Council will vote this month whether to recommend that the Society not proceed with the sale of the .org domain registry business unless a number of conditions are met. The conditions include more details around the proposal, which is to sell the .org domain registry to Ethos Capital. While the sale can go through without the Council's support, the registry relies on public support to justify its nonprofit status. The European Commission has set out a number of proposals for a new digital strategy in the EU targeted at promoting European tech businesses and providing a regulatory framework for AI. Use of AI in high-risk sectors like health or policing would need to be transparent, traceable, and guarantee human oversight. AI would be required to use unbiased training data, And other proposals include AI certification and safety tests for consumer protection, a voluntary labeling scheme for low-risk AI, a regulatory framework to encourage responsible data sharing between businesses and between business and government, and opening up of public sector data sets to foster innovation, as well as incentives for energy-efficient European cloud infrastructure. Microsoft released its all-in-one Office app for iOS and Android to everyone. The app combines mobile versions of Word, Excel, and PowerPoint and lets you browse files in OneDrive. It also supports third-party cloud storage from Box, Dropbox, Google Drive, and iCloud. And it syncs with Windows 10 Notes, includes Office Lens Scanner, and a QR code reader. A version with limited support for Android tablets is also out, with a tablet-optimized version for both Android and iPad OS coming soon. A report in Nature describes a device called AirGen, created by electrical engineer Jun Yao and microbiologist Derek Lovely at UMass Amherst, that generated electricity from the moisture in the air. Electrically conductive nanowire produced by the microbe Geobacter interacts with naturally present water vapor to create current. It works even in very low humidity conditions like that found in the Sahara Desert. The AirGen can power small electronics like wearables and should reach commercial scale soon. Finally, Yonhap News reports the 30-micrometer thick glass on the Samsung Galaxy Fold Z comes from a collaboration between Samsung and Duwoo Insys. Samsung owns a minority stake in Duwoo Insys. The bendable ultra-thin glass display covering is now available for other manufacturers. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.